Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Pitch your free throws because they're free. Fisher, DJ, Nikki Snacks, Kreider. Insane day. I was telling Nick before we jumped on. NFL tampering period begins. The real day starts tomorrow in free agency when these guys actually sign. But deals are being announced. Deals are being made on Monday when we're recording, being released obviously Tuesday morning. So shout out to everyone listening and their families and watching and their families. Quarterbacks, running backs, a lot of big names moving around. Insane trade with the New York Football Giants. They grab Brian Burns for a second and a fifth from the Carolina Panthers. They sign him to the second richest deal for an edge in the NFL history. They pretty much traded Leonard Williams for Brian Burns. No offense to Leonard Williams. I feel like that's a pretty big upgrade to have him across from Kayvon Thibodeau. So very nice move for the Giants, who lose Saquon Barkley to the division rival Philadelphia Eagles. Let's start with the quarterbacks. Falcons, they nab Kirk Cousins 4 years, $180 million. Russell Wilson signs with the Steelers 1 year for pennies on the dollar. Gardner Minshew, 2 years, $25 million to the Vegas Raiders. What are your thoughts on the QB market? And Fields now, what happens to him? What are your thoughts on the QB market right now?
Well, I mean, I think the Russ thing was no surprise. Everyone pinned him as the favorite to go to the Steelers.
And Cousins too.
Yeah. Well, I think Russ was the favorite.
I'm saying Cousins wasn't that big of a surprise to
Atlanta. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a big surprise, but I think a lot of people were, it was between that or staying in Minnesota. Yeah. But, you know, Denver's paying pretty much all of Russ's salary, so he can pretty much go wherever he wants for nothing. You know, cool million is really nothing in the NFL. But, yeah, Cousins going to Atlanta. Look, they got it. That's like their biggest issue is just the quarterback position. I think Raheem Morris even said, like, if we had a better quarterback last year, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Which is like the guy's still on your roster, Desmond Ridder. Yeah. So kind of awkward. But I'm really excited to see what they can do now because they have a really good roster besides that one position. And look, Kirk is a good quarterback. I don't think we're saying he's a top five, maybe 10 if he's having a good year, he's number 10. But I feel like that type of team can do wonders with a guy who's just game manager, who can play pretty good ball, who's above average, who can be a good leader to the young guys on the roster. So it's gonna be exciting. Gardner Minshew, really cool for him. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like he balled out this year, and I think everyone loves his personality and what he's been able to accomplish. You know, kind of chip on the shoulder type guy. Interesting though, because I thought that Fields would end up in one of these three spots, and it looks like Fields is not going to end up in any of these spots unless they want to make him their backup. I still think Fields can end up in Pittsburgh just because Russ is on a 1 year deal, but it'd be kind of weird. He's going to get moved eventually. The question is where. Now it looks like the favorite's the Broncos.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. I mean, I like the Kirk to Atlanta thing a lot. I think it's a good move for him. I think that's a very winnable division, whereas I think the Lions have a good grasp on the North, the NFC North. And I think the Packers are probably the number two team now at this point, and we'll get to them in the NFC North. So I think it's a good move. Obviously, Baker, three-year, $115 million extension to stay in Tampa Bay. Mike Evans stays in Tampa Bay, so it looks like he's going to be a lifer there, which is pretty cool. But other than that, the Panthers kind of stink. Saints are in no man's land. So you really got to compete against the Buccaneers team, who was barely above 500 to win that division last year. And I agree with Raheem Morris, and you agree with Raheem Morris. If they had anybody but Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke under center, Marcus Mariota the last 2 years, like, this is a team that has Bijan Robinson. They couldn't get the most out of him. This is a team that has Drake London. They couldn't get the most out of him. This is a team that, I mean, Kyle Pitts, they took fourth overall ahead of guys like Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, and they can't get anything out of him. So hopefully Kirk Cousins comes in. He's great with the play action. I'm not saying he made Justin Jefferson, because Justin Jefferson's a phenomenal receiver, but he really, you know, got the best out of his receiver and had a really great connection there. So I'm hoping London, Pitts, Robinson, all these guys, boom. And it allows Raheem Morris to, you know, in that front office to sit there at the number eight overall pick. They could take a guy like Dallas Turner. They could take a guy like Nate Wiggins, you know, continuing to bolster that defense. Or if someone wants a quarterback and they want to move up, you know, like the Seahawks want to move up for Michael Penix Jr. The Broncos don't trade for Fields and they want to move up and get a guy. JJ McCarthy's falling. They can do that, right? They have that option now. So they're pretty malleable. I really think it's a lot of money, but it's a really strong move for a Falcons team who's a quarterback away. I agree.
Let me ask you, as a Pats fan, I know you want Jaden Daniels, but let's just say you can get Marvin Harrison Jr. and trade for Justin Fields. Would you want to do that?
Yes, 100%. I think here's what I would, if as a Pats fan right now, I think they're a really strong destination for Fields. They can go one of two directions, or one of multiple directions. You could take Fields at two. You trade your second, or probably your third round at this point, because I don't think that he's going to go for a second. So you could probably trade your third round pick and a conditional third round next year, similar to the Wentz deal, I guess,
right,
when it was from Colts to Commanders, whatever they traded there. So you have your first third overall pick, and then you have the 34th overall pick. So you have really two good draft slots. You could take Marvin Harrison Jr., or you could sit there at three and trade back if somebody wants to move up and get Drake May and you could acquire more picks. Or you could take the best tackle in the entire draft by far, in Joe Alt. And, you know, you can really, you know, get a franchise cornerstone guy. Like, it, left tackle is such an important position, and it'd be great for Fields to have that. And then you take a receiver in the second round. There's going to be good guys in the second round. It's such a deep receiver class. You could even move back into the back end of the first round and try to get a guy like Worthy, get a guy like A.D. Mitchell, guys obviously we love from Texas. Xavier Leggett, you could get in the second round, maybe Troy Franklin. So there's a lot the Patriots can do. I would love that move.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the type of move that can really shift the – I guess the trajectory of an organization, because at the end of the day, it's like you're taking a rookie quarterback, right? And nowadays, rookie quarterbacks end up playing really well and they could end up, you know, going to the playoffs if we've seen it happen. But still, like, these first three guys, like, are technically projects still at the end of the day. Like, you have to make sure that you develop them, and, you know, they're going to have some ups and downs. Sometimes, you know, they boom right away off the bat. But I think with Daniels, there's still questions whether or not he's legit supposed to be a top three quarterback taken.
I'm completely in on him. I could not be more in on Jaden Daniels. Yes, Dan Orlovsky thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft class. I don't. I think Caleb Williams is the most talented quarterback. I think Jaden Daniels is a 1B. Sims has Daniels in any other draft class as a top guy. I mean, he torched it up this year. He grew. He's making all the throws. He's a bit slight, but other than that, I would take him over May in a rocket ship any day of the week. I honestly don't think we're gonna have the option to take him. I went on TikTok. I did like a fun little mock. Yeah, I did a mock draft on TikTok yesterday. I saw someone else do it. I was like, fuck it. Like, let me try this. Dude, there was 600 people on the live. So many of them Commanders fans, and they are like, we are not taking Drake May at two. We are taking Jaden Daniels. So people are like, I will hang myself if we
take Drake did May. A mock draft, like where you let,
like,
the fans,
you know, decide? No. Like, you know how we do it on PFF, like, yeah, the mock draft simulator. I did that and I threw it behind me, like on a green screen. And like, I was like trying to be in the middle of it. And like, I just talk people through it. So many people are like, dude, move your head. I can't see who the Packers took. And I would be like this and like dodging it. And people, they don't
took who you took, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Right. Like, why did the, what did, like, the, I had the, the Dolphins move up from like 21 to 12 to take Brock Bowers. They're like, what did they get in that deal? I was like, I don't know, dude. Like a first, a second, and a fourth. They're like, what? They're like, we would never take Bowers. We just got Jonnu Smith. I'm like, do you hear yourself saying that? Like, you would never take Brock Bowers. Jonnu Smith's getting passed around like an hors d'oeuvre. I will say this, though. You're saying rookie quarterbacks make the playoffs. Like, obviously, C.J. Stroud makes the playoffs. He walked into a really great situation, in my opinion. They had a really built offensive line. Bryce Young clearly did not. The Panthers gave Robert Hunt 5 years, $100 million as a guard. So you have to walk into a good situation, and I don't think – like, the Patriots need a lot, dude. We really need a lot of help. Yeah. So getting Fields for a third-round pick if we can, and taking Joe Alt, and we signed Michael Nwenu for a three-year $51 million deal, which I thought was pretty strong for an offensive line guy who could play across the board. So I think that's what I would hope for. I don't want Drake May. I don't think – we're not ready for that kind of project. Like, then we would need a quarterback to bridge the gap. Like, the Raiders could do that. The Raiders can now move up and get, like, Drake May – and have him sit behind Gardner Minshew or J.J. McCarthy and have him sit behind Gardner Minshew if they want. I think it's a great deal for the Raiders. I love what they did. We'll get to the defensive side, but I want to finish on the QBs. Anything else you want to say on Russ? Like, how far can they go?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we've seen them not have a losing season since when? Like, how long
Viet, since Viet? Since little Vietnam? Like,
yeah. So it's a... I mean, how far can he go? I mean, maybe, like, I don't know if they're an AFC championship team, but, like, they're probably a playoff team. I mean, they literally got Russ, and they were already a playoff team last year.
Or that's the best division in football. No, they made it.
They made the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they're already a playoff team, and they added a Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, who was fine, honestly fine in Denver last year. Denver is a joke, dude. People, like, they had other than Peyton Manning, when Peyton Manning chose to go there, their quarterback situation pretty much since John Elway has been a gong show.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Tim Horrible. Tebow, Brock Osweiler,
Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch, yeah.
Trevor Siemian. It's been like a
Chicken Cutlet. I mean, he was fine there.
Kyle Orton. Snort Norton. Don't forget, like, McChesney, what McChesney called him. Like, it's been an absolute gong show in Denver. Who's
PJ Walker?
Yeah, I mean,
was he there? Who was the one who was a wide receiver who they had to, like, emergency?
Oh, yeah, no, not PJ Walker, but that guy, that poor guy, I forget his name. Teddy Two Gloves. Yeah, Teddy Two Gloves was there for a hot minute. I mean, it's been a revolving door over there in Denver. So I think Russ is in a lot better of a situation. It's the toughest division in football, though. I mean, like, any of those four teams can win that division. Like, the Browns re-signs Za'Darius Smith. They trade for Jerry Jeudy for a fifth and a sixth. They don't really give up much. They could still take a guy. Deshaun comes
under the radar because of the fact that free agency is, like, such a hot topic right now. But I think we're all in agreement that Jerry Jeudy could really bust out this year.
100%, dude. He goes from Denver, who can't hang on to a head coach. Like, we're saying, the quarterback situation is a mess.
If you would have told me that sentence like 10 years ago, that a receiver goes from Denver to Cleveland and has a breakout.
I mean, come on. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think Stefanski is such a good offensive mind. Like, think about how many – Stefanski always gets the best out of his players. Like, he's a really good head coach, man. Like, and he got the best out of Flacco. Njoku popped last year. Cooper was a beast. Like, and this is what the offensive – running backs are always good. That's what the offensive line going down. I think that team's really dangerous. The Higgins thing is a bit I guess we'll talk a little wide receivers. The Higgins thing's a bit peculiar. We'll see where he gets traded because
he tagged him. He wants a trade.
I don't know. I the thing is, for me – how do you draft a guy at this point?
You're saying if you're another team, why trade for Higgins when you can draft a guy?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like the Chiefs. I mean, yes, you can draft a guy there too, but like, I mean, you're sitting there at the back of the draft, and
the Bengals are not doing the Bengals are not doing that, bro. They're not trading Higgins to the Chiefs. They're gonna try to trade Higgins to some like Fugue's organization like the Giants.
I think the Bengals take the best deal they can get. I don't know if the Giants are going to the first
round. I don't think he's worth the first round. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's an injury history. 30,
if it's pick 32, though.
I could see him going maybe Houston. They probably want to maybe
like this. Houston really need to give up capital. They have great receivers already. Like Nico Collins was good. Tank Dell was good.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. What about Green Bay?
That'd be a good one. Like, because I feel like there's always been like questions of who's going to be the breakout wide receiver there. Is it Dobbs? Is it Christian Watkins? Is it who's the other like slot receiver that they have that broke out?
Jaden Reed's nice.
Yeah. Reed, like those guys are all nice, but they're all like number twos, number threes. Like if they had Watkins, T. Higgins,
Higgins would be dope.
They just made a big move. Well, I guess we could talk running backs now because that's probably the biggest highlight of the day. All the running back shuffles. Josh Jacobs goes over to Green Bay. I think that one was that was probably the biggest surprise that I saw of all of the running backs. Because
you think?
Well, I mean, it's a domino effect, right? So DeAndre Swift goes from Philly to Chicago, which that's pretty cool for Chicago, right?
It's fine.
No? Okay. Well, he had a good year.
I think the 3 years, $24 million Chicago gave Swift is better than the 3 years, $24 million the Tennessee Titans gave Pollard, which at that point I was like, what are we doing?
So domino effect. So Swift goes to Chicago. Saquon goes to Philly, which I think that one's insane for everybody because it's in division. But at the end of the day, they need a running back. And I mean, I think they're the type of organization that wants the best possible guy to get because they feel like they're right there. They feel like they had a fluke of a season. They should have been all the way. So Saquon goes there. Pollard goes to Tennessee. Austin Eckler goes to Washington. That broke pretty late. Whoop-de-doo. Well, Eckler, you got paid. You got the money you wanted, I guess. It was like 2 years, what, 11 mil? Like, all right, cool. Good for you. Not really a great destination for a guy who, you know, wants to win, but whatever. Josh Jacobs going up to Green Bay. So bunch of running back carousel moves here and still leaves Derrick Henry as a free agent. Gus Edwards goes to the Chargers. They were a team that was listed to get all of those guys and ended up getting Gus Edwards. So it makes me believe that they're going to address that need in the draft because they need to go out and get a number one.
Sure. I completely agree. Dev Singletary replaces Saquon. Houston doesn't get Saquon. Dev Singletary goes to the Giants, replaces Saquon. The Patriots get Antonio Gibson in a massive move for them. I guess in your carousel away from the commies. I think a lot of just so many of these moves are peculiar to me. The Saquon one makes sense. Like he's from the area. Like the Giants aren't winning right now. They weren't going to give him that kind of bread. And he takes the best deal he can. He pairs up with Jalen Hurts. And the two of them together, if they're both healthy, are probably the best running attack in all of football. Really strong, especially super dangerous in the goal line. It's a great dump off for Jalen Hurts. I like the deal for Philadelphia. I wasn't shocked that the Packers were going to make this kind of move. I put a video out last week on our page saying that the Packers were the number one destination for Saquon because I believe they were going to cut Aaron Jones and go after Saquon Barkley. They did cut Aaron Jones, but they go get Josh Jacobs. For me, Josh Jacobs, 4 years, $48 million is too much. Like I don't necessarily love that. I think he's a really good running back. I would have loved a 3 year deal, $5 million or something in the Saquon range. That fourth year is a little extra for me. I can understand why the Raiders let him walk. They're probably going to do the same thing as the Chargers and address the need in the draft.
I think 4 years is like the max because he's 26 years old. And that puts you at 30 years old when your contract's up.
Sure.
We see it all the time. Running backs play into the 30s.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great running back. I just think it's a pretty hefty deal, but LaFleur runs the heck out of the ball. Bakhtiari's gone. And then they're going to have to get younger. They're going to have to spend some capital, draft capital on the offensive line. If they can go get T. Higgins in a trade, I think that'd be a great move. But the running back carousel, definitely pretty interesting. I have no idea what the Titans are doing. That's what you go and do. Tony Pollard off a down year with a really good Dallas offensive line. Couldn't do anything as the number one guy. Yeah. And you have Tajay. It's like the same shit as Tajay Spears. Tajay Spears. It's the same shit, dude. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I would have probably just see if you can lock up Derrick Henry for, you know, one more year, or tag him, or maybe get him on a short term deal to bring him back rather than paying Tony Pollard, right?
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry probably wants to contend at this point. He's at the end of the rope. He wants to go to a team that's going to win. I don't know what he's probably working something out with Baltimore. I would imagine that would be the news that I would see breaking in the next few, is what I'm looking for. On the offensive line, like I mentioned, in Wenu, that was a good one. You know, just the guards got paid. Jonah Jackson got 3 years, another 3 year, $51 million deal. He's going from the Lions to the Rams. A couple of the other interior guys got paid. I mentioned Robert Hunt, 5 years, $100 million. Kevin Dotson, yeah. Just a lot of, a lot of crazy moves over there. And that just, you know, again, like the defensive lines are so strong. You saw Christian Wilkins. We'll go to the defensive guys. Chris Jones got paid. Chris Jones got paid an exorbitant amount. Christian Wilkins got paid an exorbitant amount. And I think that, you know, that's what you're talking about, the market, you know, dictating itself. When the interior defensive linemen get paid, the interior offensive linemen get paid. And we saw that today. I love the Wilkins move. Toss, who's not here right now, I think he's on the plane or something like that. He's coming back to LA from Dallas. He has a future now in Max Crosby, defensive player of the year. I think it's a really good move for Vegas, really good move for Antonio Pierce to get a guy like that who's fun, good leader, who's a winner at Clemson, has playoff experience in Miami. He has his bag now, and I think Wilkins is a really good fit in Vegas. I love that move.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good move for Vegas for sure, but they have a lot of things to do to get that team over the hump and contend that division.
Yeah.
It's really hard when you're in the same division as the Chiefs and the Chargers. And, you know, Gardner Minshew, great for him, but can't tell me that that's going to instill fear in the Chiefs or the Chargers.
No, but it's fun. Like, he's such a Vegas quarterback. They're going to draft a guy and they're going to bridge the gap with Gardner, who's just going to be, and he's like a good luck Chuck type guy. Like, I think everywhere he goes, like, the team is pretty good. Like, the Colts were pretty good last year. The Jags were good. Like, I think everywhere he goes, it's a vibe. In Philly too.
One thing about this year that I've seen as well that is very interesting is just the lack of like safety buzz. Like, safeties have been getting cut, and I feel like not a lot of guys are really getting a ton of love. There's still a lot of safeties that are out there that are unsigned. Xavier McKinney signed with the Packers. That was a big one, probably the biggest safety signing of the day. 4 years, 68. I saw that you guys tagged Duggar, which, you know, that was expected. But there's a lot of guys that got cut from their teams, and there's just an abundance of safeties out there right now. I feel like that's kind of like the new, like, running back in a sense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, the safeties position is completely undervalued, underpaid. Like, it's an afterthought. Safeties, linebackers, and running backs are just afterthoughts. Like, I feel a lot of the time. Like, I'm not talking about the pass rushing linebackers. I'm talking about, like, the inside guys. Darnell Savage went to the Jags for 3 years, $37 million. Like, he goes from Green Bay. That's another carousel move. I like the Xavier McKinney move. I think he's a really good football player. I like that for Green Bay. Get some, you know, youth and get some strength and proven guy back there rather than have to use that pick, you know, in the first round in the draft on a safety, which I don't think they would want to do. I think they should, you know, really address the offensive line. The edge guys all got paid too. The Eagles got Bryce Huff, who had 10 sacks for the Jets. Jets fans had to expect that coming after drafting two guys back-to-back years from the edge position. So I don't think they should be crying. I think the Eagles got a heck of a player in Bryce Huff. Jonathan Greenard, who had a low-key 12 sacks for the Texans. He's going to replace Danielle Hunter, who we don't know where he's gone yet as we're recording, in Minnesota, 4 years, $76 million. I love the Leonard Floyd to San Francisco, 2 years, $24 million. That's super dangerous in SF. I thought that was a really nice move. And then other than that, what other edge moves happened out here in the wild, wild west? I'm looking over here. Epinesa re-signed, 2 year deal. Fine. Cool with that. Zadarius Smith. Zadarius! He signed, re-signed in Cleveland. In other news, Gabe Davis, the Jags. Does that do it for you? Or?
Such a Jags move.
What, like, whatever, dude. Who gives a fuck about that move? I literally saw that move.
Devin Duvernay, too.
Double D. I was excited about that. Yeah, Texas guys got paid. Brandon Jones going to Denver.
Three Texas safeties there. PJ Locke, Caden Stearns, Brandon Jones.
sure Yotides is stoked about leaving South Beach for Denver. Shout out to their family, though, that's coming. other than that, I think that's pretty much what's gone on so far in free agency. I really love what Atlanta did. Steelers got Russ for nothing. He's a clear present upgrade over Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett for me. The running back things were all pretty weird. Like I can't really justify almost any of those moves in my mind, at least, other than the Saquon one. But if Saquon gets hurt, then that's for naught. And I thought all the edge guys, I think the Giants, despite losing Saquon, despite losing Xavier McKinney, like going out and getting Brian Burns to pair with Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence, I think is a massive, massive win. So I was pretty stoked about that.
Fun day. Surprising to me that all these NFL signings have happened and Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery still haven't signed.
Bro, I meant to send that to you. I saw that. I don't know why I didn't. I thought I was going to send that to you this morning. I fucking hate Scott Boras.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely ruined a little bit of the game. I mean, like the Padres and the Dodgers play 9 days in Korea. Like they have an actual meaningful game in Korea in 9 days. And there's multiple guys on this market that are unsigned. Two top 10 guys in this free agency class.
The Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
The guy just won the Cy Young. First of all, one guy won the Cy Young, and one guy was pretty much the most important pitcher in the World Series.
Right.
Scott Boras can suck my cock, honestly. I have no shame. And this isn't our radio show. Fuck it. Like, he can eat a dick. It's so ridiculous, bro. Like, what are we waiting for? Like now these guys we've spoken about this and I've said to you, I'm like, oh, it's a little dangerous in their, you know, in their development and their prep and them ramping up for the season, not getting any spring training. And you're like, oh, well they'll sign and they'll be fine. And like they're training on their own. Now it's too late. Spring training's pretty much almost over. They're going to get no spring training, right? They get no time with whatever new team they go to. So they pretty much have to sign and jump into live game.
Yeah, well, Snell's also a guy that always starts off slow anyway, too. So it's like, this is really hurting him this season. I can just totally see him signing like a one-year deal or two-year deal somewhere. Honestly, like back with the Padres or like with the Angels or something. Just to kind of, I mean, I feel like the Angels would be the type of team that actually gives him a long-term deal, which they're probably looking for. But at this point, it's like, go find a team that just wants to give you a bunch of opt-outs and continue to prove your value. Because if you're confident in yourself, then if you do it again, then your market will be high.
Yeah, I think Garrett Cole getting an MRI today on his pitching elbow. I think Snell could go to New York if that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they balked at New York already, but if New York wants up the offer, there's definitely an offer out there, and he's just not taking it.
I mean, they're going to have to up. I mean, Judge is ailing already, and I know I'm a Red Sox fan, but if Garrett Cole messes his elbow up, I'm going to be so gutted.
Just bummed.
That's just bad for baseball. It's just so fucking annoying.
Yeah, no, you want all. I mean, it's bad for any sport when like all the superstars go down. We see this all the time now, and you want the best product out there possible.
100%. And like, look, it's still the Yankees. Like, you want the Yankees to be good. You want to drive fans. You know, the game. They have Juan Soto for what probably at this point, knowing his agent, will be forever. 1 year. Or maybe forever, like, depending on how they sign him.
I feel like he'll love it there.
Yeah, he's totally going to love it there.
If they're willing to give him $700 million, though.
I mean, they'll hopefully get in the deferment payment cycle and figure it all out. But yeah, that's the long and short of a little baseball, a little free agency. We'll see you guys later in the week for our radio show / pod. Hook 'em Horns, Texas. Go check out our Texas show, Horns Up Talking Texas, where we are going to discuss Big 12 basketball. Lay off basketball, baby. Hit your free throws because it's free. Fisher, Snacks, Crowder, we out you.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.